Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. Today we listen to my in-office talk with my new patients back in January. Patients usually come in with pain. I get it, they want relief. This talk helps these patients understand where the pain is coming from the nerves and from the spine causing nerve issues. Then we discuss how the nerves affect the muscle causing muscle pain, but also organ stress too, and how the nerves affect your attitude and sleep. Hope you enjoy the education behind this talk and also the humor and entertainment. Let's go right to it. The reason I brought you here today is to make sure you understand where your overall health goal is going to be. Okay? And everyone's different. Everyone is completely different. Some people just want to get out of pain. Some people want to improve so they actually become more athletic. Some people want to stay younger. Wherever you are. So we want to make sure you understand that chiropractic care is where the one step you need to progress to that point. We're your momentum pusher. You want to make sure you understand that to where your body can actually heal and get there. Okay? The first part, I like to kind of read the purpose, is the chiropractic philosophy and shift the patient's perception of chiropractic care. You know, one thing people still don't know as chiropractors, we don't prescribe medication, we don't do surgery. People still walk in like, hey, can I get some ibuprofen, some Aleve, some 800? Oh, no, we don't do that. We never have since 1895, over 100 years, right? But people don't know what we do. So we have to educate them by these videos so you see exactly what we do, how we can help them as a specialty. If you have a foot problem, it doesn't get better, who do you see? Your podiatrist, your foot doctor, right? Same thing with the hand specialist for them too. Chiropractic folks in the spine, because the spine is your entrance into your nervous system, controls the whole body. We'll talk about that toward the end there. Second part too is we extend treatment beyond neck and back pain to help patients achieve complete wellness of the mind and body by the choice of three things: exercise, maintaining a good nervous system, and also good nutrition. I just suggest to you and say, yeah, here's a bunch of donuts and sugar all day long. Phenomenal, it doesn't work that way. Perfect time, we just started. Right there. Let's get some forms with your breath. Do you have any forms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Good. Just started in, right?
Yes.
We have a bunch of papers.
Are you sure?
You can't roll it along.
Okay.
Got two more in a second. Okay, so we just started. So part of this paper says, we talked about how as a chiropractor, we don't prescribe medication, we don't do surgery. And our purpose here is to make sure that your mind and body understands what it's going to take you to get healthy. I see you maybe 15 minutes in here, right? I don't spend all day with you. I don't have time for that. You have other things to do. Take care of your family and life. But what can we do outside the office once we adjust you to make sure your body can get there and stay there? Give you the tools, exercise, think right, eat well enough so your body stays healthy. This is Taylor, our front staff. She likes the camera, that's why I always put her out there.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Taylor. Bye. Thanks. So first part to talk about here in the middle part is chiropractic treats the spine that influences the function of the nervous system. Okay. So our job is not just to move the bones, but make sure the inside of your nervous connection works properly. How it works is we want to understand embryology, how the body forms, to understand how the body actually develops so your body can work properly and normally have good wiring systems so your body can work. So here is going to be, after the sperm may come together, I'm not sure if Sarah's had embryology or class or whatever it is too, everything starts developing, right? Everything goes from a bunch of cells and starts migrating and kind of just developing where they move around. So that first thing is called a mesoderm, okay? That's your first group of cells starting to communicate to break down and develop into bones or muscles or soft tissues, whatever it might be, after about 7 days of fertilization. Okay? The first thing to form from there, the first breakdown, is going to be your primitive node, the primitive streak. What do you think that is in the adult form versus the fetus or the embryo? What do you think? Not the head and spine, because the head's the outside, right? The inside, the brain, okay, and the spinal cord. First thing is the form. Why is that? Because that has to go from there, has to work around there or inside there. After that's going to be two things. After that's going to be your wiring system that goes from spinal thalamic tract on your right side, down through your spinal cord, to your upper body, and then down here, the same side.
So your wiring system works to go from the brain down through the spinal cord to the whole parts of the body, not just out to the body, but also through every organ down the line, every tissue, everything that works that regulates through the spinal cord itself. Again, I'm not an artist, as you can probably tell. Not even close. So I just draw these as your appendages. Okay, very simple, very easy. Some people say turtle. That's up to you. I will not judge. Okay. After we have that, and we talked about the nerves go to every organ of the body, every tissue, we also want to form the organs too, correct? The heart in the middle here. Maybe a liver, kidney, middle. And then maybe a couple kidneys over here. Any questions so far? Like a mosaic or something. So once we have that, then we'll protect everything, right? We want to make sure when it comes out, when the fetus is born, it's protected and shielded. So the last thing we do is develop the skull and also the spinal column, the bones, to allow it to handle load, pressure, and not break down over time. Tailbone, very bottom. Right, that looks a tailbone. At least one bone's looking normal. Any questions? You want the umbilical to form properly, and it happens about 99.9% of people. So once we're born healthy. What happens outside to make our body become injured, traumatic, stressed, so now we feel problems? It doesn't happen overnight. Unless you're an accident, it doesn't happen overnight. Okay. Next part here, down here after the six numbers, talks about what controls development of the function, human body. There's a pulse that goes through these nerves. Has to work in a wiring system like a wire, has electrical millivolts, has an electricity to it. That has to work at a certain level for your body to stay normal. Because that nerve isn't important because it doesn't feel any pain. It's what it affects, it's what organs it controls, what muscle controls, what joints. That's what's going to cause you to feel symptoms. So if that pulse is off, you're too high or too low, your body become non-functional or abnormally functioning. Let that happen normally, okay? So, let's take this down. We want to do, I'm going to erase, is that okay? You guys got this in your head? Mm-hmm. All right, good. Get off here as soon as possible. Embarrassing myself. Embarrassing. Here. So where, once you have a nerve, you can think about more of a column, that small nerve you saw a second ago going across. If you blow that nerve up and magnify it, we're going to have more of a tube. Okay, that tube. When you look at sine tangent or cotangent, that wavelength. Talk about math. That nerve, when it happens normally functioning, at a normal millivolts or electricity, should fire within that range. Nice sine wave all the way through. Okay, if it's irritated, being pinched by the disc or other issues, at that point, you have problems to where you can initially overfunction. Cause go outside that range. So that would, what do you think that would cause when it becomes irritated? A nerve.
What is that? Pain.
Pain, exactly. Pain, headaches, dizziness, vertigo. A locking up of the joint or muscle. Okay? Neuropathy down the arms, down the hands. Even eye pressure too. Also, it can cause issues, we'll talk about in a minute, affecting your organs too. Okay, if the organ is stressed by a stressed nerve, will your bladder contract or will it relax? What do you think? If an organ is stressed, how about the heart? If the heart's stressed, will it become more rhythmic, higher, faster beat, or will it relax? Right? Okay, it's going to become more rhythmic.
Yeah.
Okay, more stressed. Your body does the same thing. Does that control your arm, control your heart? Okay, I'll show that in a second. I'll prove that to you because I see some naysayers out there. Say that. I don't believe that guy. What are you talking about? Okay. Last one, I'll draw it up here so you can see it. The nerve gets shut down or irritated too long. The last part is it actually shuts down, becomes non-functional. What do you think happens there in a muscle? We talked about Christine, how that causes pain, right? Mm-hmm. Over irritated. What do you think happens here when the nerve shuts down?
Numbness? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel anything?
Or weakness.
Good answer. Numbness, weakness is the better one. Numbness can be either one. Numbness can be this one as it becomes irritated, because that's more sensory. Weakness is here. Things start shutting down. Weak hand, weak leg, weak arm. More muscle control. Okay? On bladder control, you lose bladder function. Okay, things we don't want to think about, but that can happen. So if somebody's had it for 2 months, and now they're figuring out, hey, okay, maybe see a chiropractor, is where it's coming from, his lower back. Because what's going on here with the nervous system, normal, short term, long term. Okay. Any questions so far?
Wow. We're at the naysayers. Let's see what you see.
The spotted part talks about subluxation. That's a chiropractic term. What it means is that when these nerves do get irritated, it also, the complex, it affects a function of the body, a location and function. So the subluxation in the spine, we'll talk about how things lock up. The location function is that three-part complex called subluxation, where that point increases that function. What happened back in the 30s, I forget the guy's name, he invented a tool to measure the body's energy by light. It's like pop something. And what he did is, when he measured it, when the body's healthy, nerves are here, the light was consistent. Body's irritated, say, abnormal function where cancer, for example, multiple cells growing too rapidly, it was here. Light bulb would actually be more intense than normal. As things shut down the body, for example, late-stage cancer for one, two, or the body losing organ function, the nerves would come here, so light would actually calm down. So subluxation is sub less than lux light. It should mean something else. I don't know what that means. Not an English person. That complex is what we're worried about. Nerve being pinched, location, and symptom afterwards, too. Now we'll go over that in the last page you have, exactly what that means. Question about this diagram. A little bit better, right, to look at? Not as nauseous. Browsing? Okay.
Not as entertaining.
I like that word. Use that a lot.
That is good.
Use a lot of people looking at, what are you talking that for? Good. Okay. So here, second page is how your body is affected by a pinched nerve in the spine or body. Here, we'll talk about exercise to start with, five factors. This is one we're after we're born, right? We're all mostly born healthy, okay? We do after we're born, sometimes affect us through trauma or injury, or over time, our posture position or stress on our body. So first we talk about here, since you have the same one, because I have different versions. A little different than yours, somebody uses yours, Albert. Here, is subluxation, locking up the spine, causing a location function problem. At C6 affects the neck and stiffness. So here, at C6, it causes problems to where it can go from the neck. Now, if I turn this on, down the arms or hands. So a problem here can cause numbness, neuropathy, pain, and weakness down the arms and hands. This is physiology. It's not chiropractic. It's not a religion. This is just how the body works, physiology. So if that's happening, we look at if someone has, for example, an elbow problem, and go, it's not going away. I have problems. It just feels pretty bad. Numbness in the morning all the time, especially one hand. Can the problem be here? Take the X-ray to prove that. I always talk about on my videos and my patients, X-ray analysis. That's how we know if the nerve is being pinched or not. That's how we know if it's being irritated, weak, or normal. But it's so important us to have that on site. That's why 2 weeks ago we had recompliance with the state to make sure he's available, and policy use it all the time, every day. Okay. That's the number way to know if the nerve is being pinched. Second one, here. Okay. So affects the tips of the neck and upper arm. If you go to your other form, your last form that you have that I don't have, and go to actually the last one, right here. Here, this is your nerve chart. Okay. Charts affects the spinal alignments from 1-2 from Gray's Anatomy. We talk about the spine, where the spine is, each location of the spine, location of the body it's affecting, and the symptoms it has. If you go down to C6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the top, talk about neck muscles, shoulders, and tonsils, location, stiff neck, pain in the upper arm, tonsillitis will be caused symptoms of the body too, and croup. So that stiff neck and pain in the upper arm can affect the location of the actual spine. Location again, the misalignment, location of the spine, location of the body, and symptom. Any questions about that? It's on paper, it must be true, right? It's on paper. I think, I don't know. That's what I was told.
Did you get it from the internet?
Probably. Now, one website, they shut down a long time ago. Okay. Any questions about that? So when we exercise, going back to exercise, affect the body, why can't my shoulder get better? Why can't my arm, why is my arm always weak? When I lift weights, my left side is always weaker. I don't have a shoulder problem. I don't have an elbow problem. It's a nerve in the neck, making that muscle stay weak because it can't function normally. When you sleep, you wake up, it's always that left side. The nerve in the neck, again here, runs down the arm, causing this to happen. So again, we take the x-rays again to go back full loop, and make sure it's and you can actually exercise again. You free up that nerve, make the nerve work better, correct the spine, exercise becomes even on both sides, muscles get stronger and more relaxed. So overall, if that feels better, our goal is, can we get our body back here, strong back here, even left, right, front, and back, so our body stays strong here. You don't have to see me. Too busy as it is. All right? Any questions? Second part. It talks about, you got a T1, 2, affects lower arm or hands. L3, same thing, too. The last one is L4. This is a lower back issue. So where if you go on L4 here, causes leg pain, symptoms down the leg. If you go to your form, the nerve chart, again, go down to L4 at the very bottom, same third from the bottom. Same thing, causes sciatica, pain down the leg. Same thing. Okay, this is physiology. It's not just chiropractic physiology, how the body works. So someone has that, they come in with that. First thing we do, take the x-ray. Don't mess around. Make sure we see what's going on inside the body first. Okay, that's how exercise can be effective. So we want to make sure our body can do that. When you sit for long periods, get up and cause leg pain or back pain, same thing. Get your body strong so you can handle the sitting. We've got to start with your spine first. Find out what's going on in the spine. If your nerves are working properly, not irritated, so our body can get better and stay better. Any questions about that? Is it blowing your mind, sir? Second one is diet, two, okay? Diet meaning nutrition. Can you eat well and still not have the health benefits that you should be having if you're eating well? Can what you're going through, can you have an intestinal issue or a spinal issue causing that to happen? Okay? In your spine again, too, you're gonna see that at T6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about here, is your gallbladder. Your gallbladder can cause pain in your middle back. It's called the somatic reflex, to where that organ causes mid-back pain at T6. Someone has gallbladder issues, what's the first thing your medical doctor wants to do?
Take it out.
Do surgery. Yeah. Okay? I had two patients about 4 years ago with a 3-month period being told take it out. Actually, three patients. Two got taken out. One did not. We helped fix their mid-back. They still have their gallbladder today. Miracle, right? No. It's science. It's how the body works. The connection of his back, he was hunched over. Had a lot of GERD issues, too. Hard to eat without having that reflex and having chest pain. So by giving him some supplements and very simple things, apple cider vinegar. You guys have that at home?
Some right now.
Very good. That's I live on that stuff, right? And I'm like, I feel a little bit off. Good, apple cider vinegar. Both shots. Okay? But that's the key is, how do we look at our body and go, what can we do on our own first before getting medication, before getting something taken out of our body? I had a patient come in, Eric. And he told me that's what he always told me on Monday. Hey, I can't make it to Wednesday. Why not? What's wrong with you? I'm having surgery. What are you talking about surgery? The gallbladder's coming out. I'm like, why? Same thing. Before you do that, take some apple cider vinegar, start there, do this. Within a week, it was gone. Why don't medical doctors do those tests? Or simple things. It comes down to that's their realm. That's what they do. That's their paradigm. You want to look at the overall body. We talked about philosophy of chiropractic. Get your body healthy naturally without medications and surgeries. If possible. Some people can't. But why are we spending 90% of our time doing just surgeries and medications versus switching it around and going, okay, look, what can we do easy on our body and go there? I did a talk to the UFC gym in Ontario back in late December. Darrell was awesome. He's from the South, right? With a thick accent. And he said his mom, every time he was sick or had a headache or had a cramp or just didn't feel well, drink some more water. And that cured most of the issues. Simple things we can start with first, and then if we need to, go with medications and prescription medications. Does that make more sense? Then we want to do this. What's the medicine cabinet? It's Excedrin, Advil, Tylenol, whatever it is. It's our first line of defense. Because that's where we grew up. Right? My mom was a nurse. When we get away from that, realize that's like getting your body healthy, getting your body probably not sick, but not healthy. We can do these things, and see an overall health benefit. Any question about diet? How it can cause a somatic reflex to your spine, causing pain that way? Or you've all heard of kidney problems causing back pain? Same thing. Okay? It's all related. You guys know this, right? Now you know how to correlate it with the spine. Next one is sleep. Who has gotten a great night's sleep the last, say, 3 or 4 weeks or so? It felt great every day. Not me. I'm a chiropractor. I don't get enough sleep. This is an important one because this one affects your whole body. Sleepy talk, it says here about C1, the very top vertebrae. And then, what does that say? C1, what's by the head, pituitary gland, blah, blah, scalp, bones, the face, brain, inner middle ear. You know what the sympathetic system is? Sympathetic nervous system? Sympathetic? Here, I'll show you this. This is important to people. Okay. Again, apologize for my spelling, my artwork, and everything else in my life. I'm on therapy tomorrow, so I'll figure out therapy once I work out. Okay. Sympathetic is your stress response. Okay. This allows your body to get away from the tiger when you're chased by a tiger. Or here, maybe a bog pepper or a coyote. Where's where you live? So you want to make sure, short-term, our body knows what to do. Get the heck out of there. Cause all the blood to go to your limbs. At that point, run away. Or if you have a mouse in the bathroom, don't even go to the mouse. Just let someone else deal with it, like Albert.
Give me a bruise.
We had a mouse in the bathroom earlier. First time ever in 15 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, there's no way. I'm putting my mouth. I'm not. No, without this guy, I wouldn't have been. I was talking about the class outside in the street. I said, going, I'm out of here. I'm not. Okay. This is how your body responds to a quick stress. Watch a scary movie, my heart rate goes up, I probably scream. This happens to me once in a while. But when it happens when your body stays under stress the whole time, then how does your body respond to that? You got problems where then it affects your nervous system, so overall things stay stressed at a stress state, becomes your better normal. That becomes your not better, but your new normal. Then, here, at this point, that C1 area affects the whole body. Talked about earlier how the bladder is affected. Even your intestines, where you have constipation, diarrhea, arrhythmia in the heart. I had a patient 4 years ago now in her mid-50s, and she came in because she just was going to quit her job having chest pain. I go, chest pain? I'm a chiropractor. EKG is normal, heart's normal. Stress because of her work drive from Rancho to City of Commerce every day, hour drive at least, sitting at a desk all day like this, and then driving home for an hour every day for probably 5-6 years. Stressful. So her body had gone from here to here to here to here. Your mid-back freezes up, so your overall body stays compressed, can't breathe normal. So what does your body do? Go under stress and make that heart become more stressed, causing arrhythmia, causing a faster heartbeat. So what does that do? Makes your overall body stressed, so when you start losing sleep, becoming anxious. Your body chemistry changes also. If you have a stuck joint in your body, this is beyond this talk. That stuck joint, if you have enough of them in your spine, makes your body produce more stress hormones, cortisol, catecholamines. That chemical reaction to your brain goes to your adrenals. Adrenals will produce hormones that affect that, causing your body overall to stay stressed. The feedback loop. The more you move, if your body's stuck like this, are your joints being stuck to where they can't move? Yes. So our job is when you see someone and they're having pain, how's your posture? Where's your posture? How's that change over time? Come more like this where your joints no longer move. It causes that stress response here, keeping that system going. This is all your blue nerves. Yeah, all your blue nerves to everywhere in the body. The green nerves is the opposite. That's your parasympathetic. The parasympathetic. Okay? That is your relaxation. That's production of serotonin and endorphins when your body moves better. You ever work out? When you work out, you go, man, I feel really good afterwards. I feel my stress has calmed down. Because of these are causing those endorphins to kick in, and all serotonin in your body produced. So everything here again, same thing in the organs, right? Relax in the body. When Peter talked about a minute ago about the heart arrhythmia, about a month and a half or so, where her body started going from here to here to here, neck pains are going away, mid back going away too. Here, we started having her walk when she came home after work. It was summer, so it was longer days, right? 10 minutes, 15. And then when she went to work, she said, maybe at lunch I'll walk for 10 minutes too. 15, 20, 30. So her body went from here to here to here, and walking back here, so her body felt better and stronger. By us loosening the joints up, causing this to calm down, this to actually improve more, that balance occurred in her body. That was the key. So the arrhythmia went away. She didn't have to quit her job. Her body went to a better homeostatic state. If you're there, then can you handle the drive? Then sitting at an office, then driving home. And still coming home like, man, that workout made me feel good. I'm going to work out again and again and again. I work out because it really stresses my body, keeps my body tolerating more stress. And not be able to be broken down because that stressed my body because it's more symptomatic. That was the key with her. So that sleep is the result of the body staying relaxed. When you get deep delta sleep, not alpha sleep, your body can actually recharge. What I tell my patients, ask my patients is, if they're under a lot of stress, especially chronic stress in the neck and shoulders, where a lot of nerves come from, I ask them, how do you sleep? Because I want to see, do they get the deep delta sleep where they recharge, or they're bad when they wake up and they're only half charged for Tuesday, and half charged on Wednesday, and down the line all the way, by the time Friday hits, their day's done. Their body doesn't get that relaxation time. That's getting the body loosened up as a chiropractor, then they can exercise, and they can do things to keep their body under, to get out of that stress state. That's the plan of what we do. Okay. Even when you're not moving, if your body has normal position, normal posture, bones are moving normally, that alone keeps those joints loose, not compressed, or your body staying this way. Okay. Next one, you're getting harder, so make sure you pay attention. Next one. What's that? Yeah, PMA, right? Now we have PMA?
Yeah.
What could that be? Boom. What? Amy, you're good at this. You must have taken some type of like psychological awareness class or something.
Positive attitude.
Wow, okay.
Good.
Exactly, positive attitude. It's not PMS, PMA. Okay, so make sure you see that. Okay, that's the key. Without that, would you want to exercise? Have better nutrition? Realize if you're under stress, what happens to your attitude? Grouchy. Right? So we want, and that, when you're under stress, what kind of food do you eat?
Donuts.
Where's the donut shop? Exactly. Okay, where's the sugar? Where's the simple carbohydrates? When you're more relaxed, your body goes, it wants more protein, more complex carbs to feed those type of hormones, endorphin, serotonin. So realize, when you listen to your body, if you're under stress, you go, okay, I'm under stress, my body's going here, where I'm producing more cortisol, catecholamines, I have to feed it this to get out of that state, I have to move to get out of that state. It's not just one thing, it's everything. When you get there, your body gets to a better state, you can stay there a lot easier. When you're in chronic pain, that's when you get here, hard to get out of there. But this form gives you an idea of where to look for when you do have problems. Next one, since Amy ruined the last one.
I don't know this one together.
Well, good. Thank gosh. I don't know everything, even though you tell Eric that every day. Good. What's
HNS
stand for? What do you think?
Sarah?
Anything?
I'm looking it up.
What does it
say? She's the fire one.
What's it say?
I don't know.
See, they don't even, Google doesn't even know.
Not an Urban Dictionary.
Google does not know. It's amazing. This is a confusing one. Talked about here on your form. It talks about here on the actual effects. From the very top, it says from Gray's Anatomy, which is the Bible for anyone who studies human physiology, nervous system controls and coordinates all organs and structures of the human body. Okay, so that works if you have a healthy nervous system. That means all of this up here can work well. That means all of this stays relaxed. So overall body can function at a normal level and tolerate more stress and stay that way. Mm. Any questions about that? Amazing, huh? Wow. Just blow your mind type of amazing. Okay. That's the key, though. Whatever you have to do, simple things, and I did my podcast part of this too, simple things get your body healthy and stay there, focus on that. So when you do have something, I had someone come in today, and he's had first time, he's had sciatica for probably 9 months. Accidents have brought him in that way too. Sciatica's gone, but now he's having some leg pain down here for about 2 days. But now it's going to wave faster because his body is getting better. When your body's healthier, you're going to have problems where you hurt yourself exercising. You're going to have problems with sleep. You're going to have problems even with attitude, maybe even diet too. But you recover a lot faster when you're healthier. You have an idea what it takes to get there. You get there real quick. Any questions at all? All right. Here's the big picture. This is what we want to focus on. When you have a good attitude and feeding that, that comes easier. And our job is to make sure your nerves don't make your body stay under stress, stay here, and you want that every day. People get addicted to exercise because you know why? Because it makes them feel good. That's the only reason we do it. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning, and my brain says, go work out. I'm like, okay, whatever. But you go because they come home and go, that's why I do it. That's why you do things that sometimes you don't want to do because it feels uncomfortable, because you're stuck here and you don't want to get out of that state. This is your normal. If this is your normal, you're not going to want to move unless you have a bad motivation. Hey, I don't want diabetes. I don't want high cholesterol. I don't want hypertension. I don't want that rigor mortis. Rigor mortis is horrible. So avoid that by moving your body more. We move the joints, make sure your body can do that. Any questions? Yet? That's all I got. That's it. Besides the mouse, hopefully it stays back there.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's
good.
Outside.
It's around the front.
Looking for holes.
That's it, though. When you understand that, realize keep your body healthy so everything here stays well when you feel low. And then supplements, if you need supplements. Get your body to where it feels good state to maintain that. And I'm not one you spend $100 every month and do this, that, and this. Simple things you can do for yourself, your favorite foods. What I have my people do, this is at my talk in December, is log your food for a week. What you eat every day, every meal, every snack. What can you do during that 7-day period? Like, I like that, but that's not good for me. I'm going to cut that out and replace it over here. But how much of exercise that gives you points, if you want to call it, I think it's Weight Watchers, you can actually eat a little bit more. But what do you want? What's your health goal for this year? How do you want to get there and stay there? What we talked about too, Albert and Miguel too, is guys hate to stretch. We loathe stretching, okay? But that's something we need. Because we're not 20 years old anymore. Like some kid earlier, he plays football at Up on High. He's just a little gumby guy, right? We have to stretch, especially hamstrings and legs. That gets our back stronger. So we stay here instead of here. So add things to your routine, whatever you're weak, get that stronger. That gives your overall foundation of health better and better and better. Three things that is your health: physical exercise, stretching, and endurance. Right? We need strength, flexibility, and endurance. Work on those. Whatever you want to do, do a little bit more. When your body's ready, at that point, push a little bit more. What we talk to my patients is really how do you get to a certain point where you can maintain that on your own, so I don't have to see you. All right, I'd rather be playing golf or something. I don't know. Tomorrow. I don't know. Any questions? My soapbox for the day. Thank you for coming.
So as we wrap up this interview and this workshop today, a lot of what I get back from patients, the feedback is, hey, understood that the nerves can cause muscle pain. This is why I'm here. But now understand as a patient, it affects my organ functions, my ability to sleep, my ability to become less stressed and more relaxed. So when you go to the show notes, only about 4 or 5 highlights this time on this podcast. But realize a lot of it is, how does our body affect our sleep, our attitude, our healthy nervous system so we can stay healthy on our own? That's what I want people to understand and know so they don't have to see me. That's the biggest thing. They stay healthy for their friends and family, and at that point, stay healthy on their own. And we go to the show notes. Go to our Facebook page too, connected to the show notes. At that point, you'll learn more about our live videos we do recently too and sporadically, along with short clips from other videos, so you understand how to stay healthy on your own by educating yourself. And to wrap up, we'd love to see a review from you on our Facebook page or in iTunes, either way. At that point, I'd like to see what you want to hear next, as I have, I think, about 3 or 4 left in my quay to get out there, right? So see you next week. Have a great week, and we'll see you then.